Excuse me, I'm going to leave. I just want to thank the board for listening to some of my concerns and letting me share some thoughts.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
We're here every month.
What's that?
Every month, you can come anytime.
I'd like to see your name on the ballot.
What ballot?
Yeah.
Next time we have an election.
Joey.
I've been on plenty of boards. I don't do that anymore. Carry on the good work, folks.
Sure.
My comment had to do with CCWD, so finish what you're doing, and I can interject it after. You're on a deal with the Lucille thing, so finish that. My comment had to do with CCWD, so when do you... I was following the train of thread that we're talking about here. The observation I have is that CCWD is not bargaining in good faith, in a sense. There's something going on inside there, I don't know if we understand or not, but they're just prolonging it, right? So it's either a conscious game of playing, which I don't think. I think there's a bureaucracy as such. But do we understand what's going on inside CCWD? Are there people for this or people against, or are they all against it?
My take is different than some. I think they want to cut a deal.
They don't show any evidence so far.
And I don't think they'd be putting the effort into it if they're just going to blow us off. I think we've been fairly clear with them on what we're willing to tolerate, how far we're willing to go. We've made, I think, some offers to them that provides them with a fair amount of upfront cash, around $800,000, $900,000, and quite frankly, I thought they'd snap at it because they have funding issues. The fact they're digging their heels in on this study that came up, it reflects a couple of things. One, that I think the manager on their end may have overextended himself a little bit. And two, that these are new engineers that they've hired, and they want to make sure that they want to make sure of something. And now they're focused on the future and what the delivery of water will cost them in the future. What they've learned from us is we're not going to buy into a contract that's open-ended like that. And they have the power just to tell us no.
But they're not.
No, they haven't.
But talking to the general manager, Dave Egerton, it seems to me like he's in favor of...
Yes, he is.
...getting this done. I mean, are his hands tied?
Well, I don't know. I think if he's smart, he's not going to take a loser to the board of directors. You know, I don't think he wants to put together a proposal, have us affirm it, which we would do, and then take it to his board to have it fail. That wouldn't make any sense to me. There are a couple of board members that have been very vocal, and we have not engaged them. We want to stay within the process. That they want to see a partnership. Even the one that is most outspoken against us sees the validity of what we're trying to do.
Yeah, so one thing they've done is they reduced the capacity fee here in the Evans Pass to the $68.38. And I was under the impression that they were in the process of reducing the capacity fee in the various other jurisdictions.
I think so.
However, they haven't. And they haven't. That's been it.
I don't think they have yet. It was up to 11.9. I don't think they have.
No, it was up to 11.9 here, but in other parts of the county, it's 10 grand. And it's still $10,000. And I'm pretty sure that fee hasn't been reduced. So they reduced us by a big chunk.
Mm-hmm.
And did, I mean, at the Evans Pass, but they haven't reduced the other areas. That may be a concern.
Well, they want to revisit that. That was done three years ago?
It was done quite a while ago, maybe.
Yeah, well, they really couldn't justify the $11,900. That was part of the expansion that they said was in the county's general plan did not manifest.
But they're still charging the what they were charging previous to that at the other places.
Well, prior manager here just wrote on the coattails of CCWD. We had no foundation for our capacity charge.
So what's your name, Julia, the president of the... What's the president's name?
Martha. Bertha?
She comes and makes nice our meetings as such.
Yeah.
Is she not being effective on her board, or has she got?
Well, I think she's trying.
Talking to her, I talked to her, she looks like she really wants to do something with it.
I think if a reasonable proposal is brought and recommended, she'd vote for it, yes. What we've not done intentionally is engaged her trying to put, I don't want to see us doing that, to put their manager in a box.
Unless they told us reject us, and then.
Well, that's different.
You don't need to come to our meetings anymore.
I was worried there's a political element to that. There's something wrong somewhere, you know, it's a bit about, but we need to know more data. We'll always need to know more data, right? And yet there's money sitting on the table that they're rejecting.
You can, you're right, you can analysis paralysis this thing, the facts are still the same.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. It's just, it's not being, obviously not being.
Well, their new stance, they want us to buy into their study that impacts our future.
We had a deal where we were gonna give them money now, right? And they're rejecting that. That didn't mean that they couldn't, like you said, couldn't do their study and get their money later if they.
We've offered that twice.
What happened to the thing of they needed our money? Needed money.
They still need money.
We didn't get a response from them, so.
How does the process work? Who's negotiating this? Who's in charge of the relationship?
David Michael.
So he's leading it?
No.
David's leading, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
We're working together with.
Michael.
Michael, me, and Dave Egerton, and Charles Palmer, their engineer, and that's what we're doing.
So how do you make who makes the decision to do what?
We're just talk back and forth, and different offers were made, put out there, and.
No, decision with among us. Before you go to the CCWD, who makes that decision?
The last time we were looking at their last proposal to us, Dave, Bob, and I, and Michael got together, and we talked through what they were asking for, and we put together, the four of us put together the latest proposal that went back to them that offered around $710,000 cash right now to kind of the last capacity service charge example that Michael had reviewed with us.
It's kind of a committee or a team or whatever that makes that decision. 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever it is, okay.
So that proposal was put in writing in front of their board, and was
not
that
board,
in?
Not their board.
So has anything made it to their board for open discussion yet?
The closest we had got to their board was Jeff Davis at their engineers meeting. And we heard he's a board member, and Bertha was there too, but we mostly heard from Jeff, and George can tell you he's a straight talking guy, and he can tell us the CCWD side of it. They want to make sure it's fair to their ratepayers, whatever. We agree that, we seem to agree that we owe capacity charges, connection fees that weren't paid in the past. That amount is still not agreed to by both sides about, but we're talking about the 87 and 92 connection fees, and then it's semi, that's not agreed to by their board at all, but it's just, so those fees are out there, those capacity charges are still there. They don't know what that capacity charge is, and that's why they want to do this. Our last offer to them was, but we would pay an amount, but that amount would give us credit for some capacity charges. We want to know, you know, we want credit. They have not given us any credit for capacity charges, which we converted to connection fees.
So
it would diminish the amount we would owe for connection fees in the future, because if, that's still a big question. How much, what do they think is fair, a fair capacity charge for us because of previous projects that were done from 1987 to now? There was a pump station put in, treatment plant upgrade, pipelines put in that we have not paid for. They say we have not, even though we have. It gets more and more into it, but we've paid through property taxes into those projects. But so those are some of the issues that are out there. And so they're saying, okay, well, you know, we offered an offer. We offered some money, but that money had to come with some credit for some capacity charges. And they're not willing to do that. So that's why they're backing off.
Documented that whole logic thing is well
documented. Well, that's because they're not giving us credit, and that's my opinion. Yeah. And so they're backing off and saying, well, we got to do a study to find out. Here's what Charles, their engineer, says.
But they're bored.
He's not a board member, he's just their engineer. Says, we're going back to engineering review process to evaluate the buy-in and buy-up components and what this translates into a capacity charge for BLS, which is the connection fees that were not paid to them.
So we haven't gone to their board and said, hey, this is really not working well. Is the board providing oversight on this, or is this engineer?
Well, we don't know. They've had board members sitting on some of these meetings.
Yeah, well, that last one.
The engineer. So their board knows what's going on as much as we do, I think. And it's just, you get the impression that they're just not organized.
Are they relying on their engineer to make their decisions for them?
No, the engineer is giving them, here's a possible solution to this. They wanted to get us some water for the summer. And we would like to be credited for, if we pay them a bunch of money, if we pay them $700,000 or $800,000 for water and don't have credit for any capacity charges, that's like saying, okay, we'll pay you this money, and it gives us, I'm not getting into details of things we probably should be talking about in close, but it doesn't give us any capacity fee or connection fee credit. So that we'd be paying a bunch of money and they would give us a certain amount of gallons of water per year, guaranteed, supposedly guaranteed, until a future treatment plant, some other things were to come up. But then what happens to all those fees are still out there. And so, say 5 years, they say, wow, we got to put another filter on. Or something happens to our well. It poops out. All of a sudden, the water's not there anymore. Wow, we need 100% of our water from you. Wow.
So, no, I get a sense of it.
All these fees are still hanging.
So, you're talking on the details per se, but they're not feeling any urgency from their management to get this thing moving.
I think they are. I mean,
I think that because if they're talking about a year, that's not
urgency. Well, I don't think it's going to be a year, but
no.
I mean, I said that in the past. In a couple months, I think we'll have one. That goes into what this Highway 4 corridor thing, too. We had two of their board members were at that corridor meeting. They want, especially Dennis Mills wants an agreement. He wants some kind of agreement so they can say that they have one for one thing. And I do think that they need the money. They're having
to. They're not behaving.
No.
I know, but they're. Anyway, so at that meeting, which I'll tell you, I have to report on the progress of the negotiations with them to the rest of the members of the Highway 4 committee. And I just told them what, here it is. They're doing, want to do a study. I already talked so slow down, it could be some more time before we have an agreement. And Bertha pops up and says, you know, we'd like to get one on by before summer. That's what we want to try and do. So I think that they have no reason to want to have an agreement, at least these two board members. Unless they must have a, because they could just tell us to go to hell. You could say, pay what we want, you ask you to pay, or else we're,
One problem I think that it's a big hump to get over is to figure out how to sell us water and tie the cost of that water back to capacity fees. Because not only do I think they're getting advice from their engineers and so forth as to the cost of delivery of the water, but they're also getting advice from their attorney. And so they need to provide themselves cover to tie whatever water they sell to us to capacity fees. And whether those become 500 gallon per day equivalents or whatever way they come about it. But they do have to figure for the future, and they have to figure for other developers that come down the road.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to have to cut this off. We have two members that have to leave. And I'd like to cover a couple more matters. One is last week we talked about changing the meeting date to the third Saturday of the month. And we've explored options of where to meet. We talked to the lodge here, and they said it's not possible. We can't meet upstairs. It must be forbidden land or something. We checked with the fire department. They said they don't have meetings on the weekends, although they had one this morning. So the only place we could meet would be at our business office, if we choose to do so.
Why are you changing?
I beg your pardon?
Why the change?
It was somebody on the board that had proposed that we move to the third Saturday. I forgot to do it.
Isn't that in conflict with the HOA?
I was trying to get it on the same, so the people that don't make it up here
2 weekends in a row.
2 weekends in a row can also attend the HOA.
Yeah, at the same time.
Huh?
Do it at the same time.
We hope that we could do the meeting here, both of them, but they won't allow it.
No, but I mean, even if they were here, they're both, one starts at what?
Well, we could manage the times, but I dare say there aren't many people who want to go to both. In fact, I don't know if anybody goes at all.
I'm the only one that, I go to some of the others.
Yeah. Well, the option before us, the only viable option is to meet at the office next to the bank. And it's up to the board, whatever your pleasure is.
There is an initial cost because we'll have to purchase tables, chairs, and some supplies. And Lee broke it down to about $750 just to kind of get set up. Oh. So we could keep it at 9 o'clock and we would meet at the office. But there would be initial costs for that. And it would be the third Saturday.
It's not worth it.
I don't want to change.
It's up to you. It's up to we're the call taker on it.
Yeah, I'm fine the way it is. I'm fine the other way too, but I'm fine the way it is.
Okay. If we change it, I have to change my calendar. It's easier just to leave it.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Everyone should have a copy, yes, of the long range planning committee's note.
Yeah.
It's dated June 13th, which is today up on top.
I got a chance yesterday to put together a few notes that I passed along to New. I think you have a copy of them. I just wanted to touch on what I think are areas that we need to make sure we stay on top of. We need to continue to stay engaged with CCWD in negotiating a long-term capacity service charge option. I think that still needs to be our number one priority. We need to continue working the grant loan application process with John Pedry for water meters and infrastructure improvements. And I mentioned the highest priority actions include for water meters. John had suggested that we contact the Rural Community Assistance Corporation, RCAC, to have them prepare an income survey. The survey will show the median household income, to be used, which would be used for both grant and loan programs. We need to prepare a meter installation RFQ package so that we can work through the bid process and nail down installation costs for the loan. And as John mentioned in some of his emails to us, that loan turnaround could take several months, and you'll see down in the matrix down there kind of what he's talking about. Infrastructure improvements, we need to ensure MC Engineering is aware that our number two priority is pursuit of grant and government loan on infrastructure improvements, and we need to make sure he's researching those potential options. We need to prepare an infrastructure improvement RFQ package. And I mentioned there the note, we should work the water meter installations and the infrastructure improvement bid process in parallel, because I feel that they're tied together, and I think we'll get economies of scale if we can get bids for both. So the table is recent information we received from John Pedry on financing for infrastructure improvements. It's an updated approach to acquiring loan financing. So what he did is he provided us some information based on the USDA, which is U.S. Department of Agriculture. He mentions there the low interest loan at 3% for 40 years. And you can see the pre-approval application with preliminary engineering report, CEQA, NEPA. And then the financing and agency approvals, et cetera. So those months for that portion of it, which would get to the point of providing the loan, is about 8 to 11 months. And the fees that he describes there in the last column amount to about $61,000 to $81,000. And then you've got the design and construction. Well, I think, you know, the time periods that he has for the design would be a lot less, because I believe we have a lot of the design already done.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that 6 to 8 months, I think, could be reduced quite a bit. But the way he's got it laid out, he's got construction there, 14 to 18 months. So the total is 28 to 37 months, basically 2 to 3 years from the time we start the loan application process to the time of construction would be done. So I think that reducing that design period, we can get it down closer to 2 to 2.5 years. On the next page was the other funding source that he had looked at. This was basically the Pullman Capital, who Dave and I had both talked to. Private financing may vary, but what I found is interest rate of 3.7 to 4% if nonprofit status. And in checking with Lee, we at Blue Lake Springs is considered a California corporation listed as not-for-profit 501c12. Typically, the repayment term is 15 years, no engineering report, but a lot of potential issues with construction financing and upfront costs. An engineering report will not be required, but environmental will be required, and CEQA only. Then, per John, he believes that our best opportunities lie with that 40-year USDA loan instead of private financing. I will mention, though, that Holman Capital does have different types of loans that they offer. For instance, when I was talking to them, they mentioned they have like a gap loan where they could provide funding. Once we know that we've got a pretty good chance of getting a grant, either with the meters or infrastructure, they will provide a gap loan for several months while the grant's being approved. So there are some options there to get quicker money before the grant's approved if we've got a pretty good shot at that grant. So it's something we can look into. Then there's some recent information received from Ludorf, from Justin at Ludorf, regarding our priority listing and the estimate for the infrastructure improvements that was presented in the Water Master Plan. So you can see there, the comments that he made, that was based on the matrix that we looked at and reviewed in our teleconference a couple weeks ago. So there's the figure 8.683.
It includes the $164K for the pressure zone study, unit 13 and booster mods. Average pipeline cost was $127 per foot. It included 105 feet for construction and another 22 per foot for engineering. Prior Blue Lake Springs projects were constructed for about 77 feet on average, but he wasn't sure the design and other miscellaneous cost. Dave informed us that Flying Lakers was constructed for even less. Bottom line, cost provided is high, but this is Justin's comments based on the 8.683. That cost is high, but will definitely cover the cost and could be less depending on detail needed in design, construction, and bidding climate. So I just wanted to pass along the latest information that we received from John and Justin and make sure that we stay on top of these priorities as far as moving forward with the grants and measures.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you know what the cost was over there at
$45 a foot, according to Bill
Perkins.
According to Bill Perkins.
Yeah, they were blown away by it.
It won't be that.
Those guys did a good job.
Considering what was in the ground, George, the old piping and everything, the stuff they ran into.
Yeah, well, I thought they did an excellent job. And the movement of those fire hydrants.
I think
that was a plan.
Because there was out there just.
Oh, yeah, I don't think they screwed up. I think the plan.
All right, yeah.
Thank you.
Go to new business.
Project manager's report.
Oh, yeah.
Project manager's report.
Okay, so. On this, if we can get that amendment number 6 and just get it taken off of there, I mean, there's nothing to report on. There won't be anything to report on number 6, right?
Number 6.
Oh, well, number 6, chances are we'll never develop it, but.
So it could be put back on the agenda if something does, you know? And if we decide to cap it later on, we'll even put it back on, you know, so it'll be something to discuss. But anyway, so I just wanted to. I really don't have any new report on 4 and 5 other than what Dave told me about PG&E's.
PG&E's ready to go to contract, so Shannon may know too. But if we plan on construction, when the construction plan is important, because this contract is based on usage of power.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They're going to give us so much credit because it's going to cost them so much to put their transformers on the pole. And so that money is still there. That's their cost. So they're crediting us for the power we're going to use. They estimate how much power we're going to use based on the pump size. They tip all that. And then they said, you're going to use this much per month. And so we'll give you credit for this cost of installation. And then if we don't use the power, if we're pumping less or whatever, then they start tacking on that. It's actually $19,000. They'll start tacking that on. But anyway, so if we wait till September and start, as soon as we can start apparently is September, then I'll talk to the PG&E girl and say, you know, do we send it now, or do we send it right before construction, or so we get it so that we're not being charged? I think we should probably send it now so they can put the stuff up.
Uh-huh.
You know, because it might take them, might have a delay or something.
They will.
You know, we're going to have to wait in line.
So we can move ahead and get, try to get the contract rolling with those people on board early as possible. We can get some kind of commitment that way.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay. Blue Lake Springs Drive is just, we just talked about that, stumps are removed. Septic is in, and so we just need as-builts.
As-builts, exactly.
Yeah. So I was going to go after the meeting if Dave has time so we can evaluate the restroom / mini cubicle.
There was something else I wanted you to look at too. I remember what it was. So I knew you were coming for this, for that. But there was something else too.
Just to confirm, so restrooms are next?
Okay. Pretty.
Think so.
Long range plans are covered. Do anything on the website?
I'm for the minute.
Lookers.
Yes, for the minutes, I like to just point out that we've had a large influx of subscribers. We had an additional 100 new subscribers. So
again, thanks to Bob, because he, at that meeting, that was good that you're saying, please, please sign up for the website.
Right. I talked to a lot of people.
I think that helped.
A lot of people afterward, I talked to a lot of people had questions afterward and answering them. I said, you look at our website. Oh, no, they live here. And they have access. And
wow.
Mm-hmm. So it's there. Oh.
And I also think that the message is getting out there that we have a different list than the homeowners, because people assume that if they're subscribed to the homeowners, they get the same emails. Yeah. So it's good. Also with website traffic, we have 1,600 views last month, which is huge. I mean, we're starting to see a lot of traffic to our website, and I did post the unapproved annual meeting minutes recording and shareholder packet online, and we are getting a lot of, at least one, positive feedback to the long range planning committee.
Oh, good.
Yeah, someone mentioned that the report was very detailed and they really appreciate the water company's transparency and whatnot. And that's it.
Is that you?
No, it's Tom.
No, I mean, you have wrote it.
I wrote it? Yeah. It jumped up.
Highway 4. Calendar is considered, that's the same thing, right?
No.
Oh.
Real quick on that, Highway 4. Ari said that I reported on our progress with CCWD and I told everybody else because Bertha and Dennis are pushing. They want the deal, they want it to get done. And so I just told everybody else that we're not moving as fast as we've slowed down. That's what they call it. So
we didn't pay it.
Because, and I told them why, because the survey needs to be done. And I put it in their words, a detailed analysis of the engineering. But they did, and just real quick, they did talk about, at the agriculture guys there, they want, to get some water from up there, and they talked about using ditch lines, and even one guy talked about dumping water down an old mine shaft to get it. The ideas are out there. They talked about the GIS. Everybody have access to GIS, which is the kind of mapping of everything in the county, where everything is, so that they could help each other on different. That's just everybody would have access to. I didn't really see art that would help us all that much to know where Angel's water pipes are or something. But they did talk about a better coordination for an emergency assistance agreement that we might have with the rest of the agencies. And it might come in handy if the drought gets worse and we're really down to little water. We would mostly work with CCWD on any emergency actions. We have an emergency response plan. But that's pretty much what they were talking about. So it's interesting to go, and it's nice to see the people, people are thinking. That's pretty much it. Calaveras Conserves. The only thing about that was the issue of gray water and what people can do and what they can't. So I tried to get Joel from CCWD on that because he spoke about it at an FOC meeting and was talking about putting gray water. It's okay with the county to put gray water from your washing machine into a barrel and then use it from the barrel on out. But as far as Blue Lake Springs water, we're not going to go out and give advice and tell people what they can do and what they can't do. I called the county guy, environmental health, Matt, and he said, refer them to the plumbing code. Appendix.
Covers everybody.
It's Appendix G by the Department of Water Resources. That's what they go by. So you can see that the county guys are not going to say it's okay to do anything unless, you know, I mean, if you're bucketing water out of a shower and dumping it someplace, maybe taking even water out of your washing machine, you know, the county, I don't believe, is going to say everything's, that's okay. And as far as Matt, the guy at the county told me, this is what it just, and I tried to ask him about bucket here and bucket there and this and that. And he goes, Appendix G, stray water.
There's too much legality in that. You can't just say, yeah, you can do that. Because there's a drought, don't worry about it. You can't do that. They're opening themselves up.
So if anybody calls us and wants to know, we're going to refer them to
that code.
To them.
Plumbing code.
Well, either the plumbing code or. Or call it
call the county.
Call the county. If you're gonna cut into your drain pipes, man, you better know what you're doing.
Well, there's floaters coming down.
You know, when you think about it, you got 30-acre lots, and on each lot you've got a sewer system. I mean, that, you know, there's consequences. You can't just
I'm surprised that
anybody would even permit shower water.
Best way to do it is right in the leach line at the end. So that's like drinking water by the time it gets out to the end of the day.
Which we're doing in a lot of cities right now.
Well, we did this at home where we just.
Perfect for your.
The washing machine gets. Everything from the washing machine just goes out in the yard.
There's some pretty good information. Go to our website.
There's
a Q&A on there that talks, you know, who to contact and where to look. And, last Saturday, a guy bumped into me and he's. He's an engineer. He designed and installed his own system. Mm-hmm. Got a county permit for it. So they're really easy to work with.
Got one more thing on the Calvary's Conserves. Caltrans walked into the office and said, get that tied down. And I really made an effort to keep that off there right away, but it turns out that the old highway goes through where the sign was, even though it's way off the road.
Whose sign?
Our sign, our Calaveras Conserve sign there, and everybody there all having trouble all along Highway 4 with where they put the Calaveras Conserve sign, so it's not just us either, but...
It's the sign that says, use water wisely.
Oh, is that what it is?
So he doesn't like the sign that says, conserve water, our
sign? Caltrans bought, well, it was the Caltrans local guys didn't care. This is what I was told. But the guy from down below, somebody down there, drove up the highway and saw Calaveras Conserve signs on Caltrans right-of-ways, and they want them down. So we took ours down.
It's the sign, the blue sign that says, so, use water wisely with all the different agencies.
But not our sign that says...
That's too
35%.
No.
Suspend it.
Just the one by that.
Caltrans is real bad about that. They don't want any advertisement signs. You know, Copperopolis down there, those people have a hard time. Because, you know, they're trying to draw people over there and they make them take their signs down all the time.
And that's why they're off in the fields.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll take it down. He says, if you have to get down today, I'll come up to take it down. You're all no problem. Anyway, that's the end of that one.
Right. Any other residential?
You did a great job at the meeting last week.
We all did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I really did. It was interesting talking to people afterward. I told I'd stay after when the work people came up, and they were curious about fire hydrants and some minor things. And if one said, a dozen said, well, there's no question, you know, where you guys stand. There's no question at all what's going on. Mm-hmm. And your guys couldn't have been any clearer as well. It's an interesting business. I said, you know, you can always run for the board. No taker, George. Correspondence?
I will respond to that correspondence, letting the owner know about the permit process.
About the which?
The correspondence that we received, it was an owner. He wanted to know if he could pressure wash his deck. So I'll respond to him, letting him know that we have a permit process now.
Yeah, okay. report on teleconference. This is a piece of business to accept the minutes from, correct?
Yes.
They're in your package. I have a motion to accept.
I'll move to accept.
I'll second it.
They'll stand as printed. Thank you.
Do I need to second it?
We covered the change of the, that's not going to happen. Action items?
I apologize for not including it in the board packet, but we do have some new action items from this meeting, so I'm just going to go through my list. So Lee will check to see if the insurance is sufficient enough for well 4, 5, and 6. That's something about the fire protection that George mentioned earlier. I will have a permit of draft available so Dave can start issuing it for pressure washing, and we'll make sure to put something on the website for people to put their request in. I need to relabel well 5 and 6, so that way we are not deceiving our shareholders. And then respond to that correspondence. And then I have here to use the meter billing and see how many people go over 700 cubic feet, comparing that to the 25 sample full-time metered homeowners. So just trying to give us a good idea.
One comment I would make about the permit. Mm-hmm. You said something that you would prepare a permit?
Yeah, just kind of have something so that way Dave can just sign and write the name in.
Well, that the purpose of I thought the purpose of the motion was there would be no big deal about it. He'd just tear it off of a pad of paper. He'd write, had a conversation with such and such and okay to power wash.
Right. I just thought it would be good for us to keep track.
I think it would be cleaner doing like she said.
Just
do you track who's doing it?
Mm-hmm. That way I can find
it.
And what dates,
what dates.
When it was issued, so that way.
And we're not going to create a file cabinet and all that.
No, my concept is Dave could write it right here. You could write it,
Yeah. Well, when you get a simple form, it's the same for everybody.
And were we going to have Tom or someone ask MC Engineering if we could put permit, put what? Meters in the new homes that are being sold, being transferred.
Oh yes, I do have that.
To see if that affects like our grand process.
Yeah, we'll clear up that point.
I do have that in the notes for new homeowners. Part of the transfer fee process that we tag on the new meter too.
I mean, it will be more expensive, but but I think we have to get.
Sharon, you should put in the.
The new meter,
not the old, but
maybe that's what we do. But it means you have to make a decision, and the decision needs to be made at some point on what meter we're going to go with.
Does that have to go into closing costs?
That's where I put it. I just put it into closing costs.
Mm-hmm. Typically,
at that point, you're bleeding money anyway.
So you're going to notify the.
Well, not now because we
title
haven't
companies,
passed it.
Be the realtors.
Mm-hmm. Well, realtors and the title company.
It's interesting. The realtors, all of them asked. They all asked questions. The one question they all asked were, "Do we have any plans for any
assessments?"
And I said, "Absolutely." There's nothing on the books now, but yeah, that's a weapon we have to employ.
See, that's something they haven't disclosed.
Well, that's up to the disclosures then.
Okay.
Anything else?
So we'll have Tom check to make sure that's not going to cause problems.
Is there any business for executive session? Motion over here.
I'm going to adjourn.
Second.
I think maybe it's not so